chacun en gros, ou enfin, on commence hein,
ouais. Comme tu veux. Comme tu veux. Bon, on va voir en feeling. Ouais, ouais, okay. Ouais, je te dirai, je te ferai ça, et puis voilà. Ok, donc bonsoir, nous sommes actuellement au Rock and Stock avec la radio Scalé Quilombo et le groupe The Offenders. So, I will do it in English. We are here for the Rock and Stock Festival and we have the pleasure to be with the main singer and guitarist from the band
right.
of the Offenders.
Yeah.
And first of all, it's really nice to meet you. We are really pleased to see you here.
Likewise.
To see you.
Despite of the weather.
despite of the weather, which is really hot.
Yeah, which is really
but
hot.
Good because it's not raining.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
like a shot.
It's really good. So,
yeah.
First of all, I wanted to ask you about your brand. How you will describe personally your band for all the people which listen to us and don't know you. I will
what is your
describe,
style?
Describe it.
It's really hard because the band started 10 years ago by now. We're celebrating 10 years in October and
yeah.
We started as a two-tone revival ska band and now developing into two-tone mixed with power pop, mod revival and stuff. We never had any brass section, so no trumpet, no sax, no trombone. For a ska band or stereotype, the ska band is already kind of strange, and we are not playing neither the agrolite style. So we find our kind of unique way to play this style. So it's up tempo, it's two tone mixed with power pop and punk, melodic sing along.
Well, it's really nice, you know.
Oh,
personally,
really.
I really love your band.
Thanks a lot.
And I give the advice to listen to your bands for all the people which I know because
that's great.
You are my favorite. But and you are quite productive in the album because since your beginning you have always done nearly one album per year.
Yeah.
And you have next which is coming in October
if I think so.
And
yeah.
Last one which was Destination Nowhere, I think.
No, it was Generation Nowhere,
Generation Nowhere. In which was from last
January, yes, 2014.
It was 2014. How you did it to make one album per year and to be such productive in your music?
I love writing. So I'm writing since I was 13. Now I'm 32. So
yeah.
I have a lot of stuff, let's say.
Okay.
And that's the reason why every time I come up. And thank God we are still selling some records. And that's the reason why the production still say, okay, you're up for the next one, you can do it. And
okay.
Still underground. We have a public that somehow is buying the records and I'm happy to give something new and try to be honest.
How it is with the songwriting? You write most of the songs and
I write everything.
Since
everything. Yeah.
You write the lyrics and
yes.
And the songs.
Yeah,
and
musical agreement.
The others adapt to what you don't.
Yeah, I just come in the rehearsal room when we are making the new album. We normally close ourselves in 2 months in a rehearsal room and then I say to the guys, okay, this is the thing, and then the songs are developing. By
okay.
nature, but everything is already scheduled. We have a kind of strictly way of working on a song. But
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Since the beginning, do you think there is an evolution between Hooligan Reggae and Generation Nowhere?
No doubt. Yes,
yeah.
There is. First
yeah.
of all, in the lineup, because
yeah.
we started as a band back then in Hooligan Reggae, I was just playing the drums. Even if I was
yeah.
writing
yeah.
the songs
yeah.
and
yeah.
I started to sing from Wake Up Rebels, that is the single after Hooligan Reggae, and everything changed, and thanks to Hooligan Reggae we got signed to a biggest label in Germany and we moved to Berlin from the south of Italy and
yeah.
everything
okay.
changed.
Okay.
It started as an hobby that I was doing since I was a kid because I was playing in punk band and so on, and when I was 22, 23 I developed into something more. Was
yeah.
my dream. I gave up my previous life. I left my my house, my family, and so on, and I moved
and
to
okay.
Berlin.
And do you know where you go? In which direction you think about that, or you're it's just opportunities?
When you decide to live out of passion,
yeah.
you also know that your wallet is often pretty empty. So. We never make it to be on TV or something. We have in Germany some radio shows that are playing our songs, but Offenders still an underground band. And I don't know what it brings. I mean, no one of us is following success or have... my dream is already fully satisfied when I tour worldwide and I still have people coming somehow. So,
okay, so
I'm happy with that.
What about the tour? You're making a lot of gigs already.
Yeah.
This year, will it continue? What it will be? What it will be next?
All the we stopped for a month before the release of the new album, of course. So the 6th of September will be our last gig in Germany. And then till the 15th of October, we have a month of break. We are releasing the new video. The album is coming up. And then for the fall, let's say from the time of Halloween or so on, so the end of October, we start again. And this time the album might gain a bit more exposure because we got produced by Destiny and we got a production overseas. So for the first time, the record are going to US, and we hope to make a nice thing out of it. We'll see. Okay. Cross the thing.
And, yeah. Which bands give you the inspiration to create your
I wanted to ask you this question. What is your influence in your sounds?
That's hard because developed in the years. So I started as a punk drummer. So I was influenced by street punk in the beginning. Then I started to get into the skinhead culture when I was 14. And so I started to the two-tone, the early reggae and so on. So this the mod revival as well, even if I never been a mod myself, but I love the sound and I love the power pop and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
In the beginning, when somebody asked me which band would influence you more, it was really hard to describe.
Yeah.
The beginning I said between, you know, the standard names, the Clash is the first, because we're the first crossover band in the world. They did everything and everything really good. Or as you said, from the mod side, the Jam, Secret Affair, and the two-tone revival, everything. From the Spatials.
In the new scene, is there is some bands that you are listening to at the moment?
A lot, of course, of course. All the bands we share the stage, like tonight as well. I mean, from France, from the Two-Tone Club, 86 Crew. Yeah. Even if I know that is not the right way to pronounce 86 Crew. But
it's cool.
Exactly.
It's cool. Yeah.
Exactly. And many others. I mean, in every places we go, the scene is really prolific. There are a lot of things coming up, and I love that. And I love to be updated and share everything. When a band is good, it's good.
Yeah. And about the world, do you have a social revendication in your music, or do you have social revendication? Political?
You mean about a political point of view?
Yeah, about the
We never had any flags on our back, so I never had. Of course, the position of the band was always clear since the beginning. It's an anti-fascist band, it's an anti-racist band, and it's clear at the bottom. But we never showed any anti-fa slogan or something. It's clear from the music. Yeah. I always try to give the message to the guys. We have a song about this Oi movement that is building up during the time I was playing this kind of music. And they just say to the kids, be aware, because many of those people that claim to be apolitical are strange. We are an apolitical band, but apolitical in a good way. To be apolitical, to be a skinhead, means to be clearly anti-fascist. Yeah. It's the no other way, without making any slogan. It's just saying, no, the skinhead culture is an anti-racist culture.
Yeah, you just have slogan as action, reaction, or something like
that. So you can't be like that if you are a fascist. Can't. I mean, it's no way.
Yeah,
it's not your music, and as well as rock and roll or rhythm and blues or even hip hop. I know nowadays there are Nazi bands that are doing hip hop music. That's insane, insane. All right, what can we do? World is full of stupid.
Okay, and you tell me about your next album, and what it will be, what kind of music it will be, what evolution it will be in your music.
Well, first of all, in the last album we had a song about Berlin, about the 1st of May riot in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And after 7 years living there, I have the first two songs with a refrain in German. Mm. Which for the German crowd it's something different, because of course we are a German-based band. Mm. And the rest is still an English up-tempo that is always developing. And our sound, as I said before, it's kind of strange for many people, because still it's really hard to define.
Yeah.
As we have some, as I said, power pop tune that start with up-tempo.
It's a melting, stuff.
It's a melting pot. I think I love the way it is, and I really hope that the people still like it. Mm. And we are honest with ourselves. I never try to claim something I'm not. So yeah. I'm real. I'm like this. Yeah. I'm like that on stage or after.
Okay.
That's it.
And on the beginning, you are from Italy.
Yes, the south.
And now you moved to Berlin.
Yeah.
So why and do you come back sometimes in Italy, where you come from?
Yeah, I have my parents there.
Yeah.
But my family is in Berlin. We all live with our girlfriends, and I mean, yeah, it's our life is there. The reason why was because after the release of Hooligan Reggae, that the song gained so much popularity in a few months, and changed completely from a band that was playing just at home, and was after a few months we were playing everywhere in Europe, in small clubs. It was underground still,
okay,
but it was a big change for us, and it was not possible to continue it from the south of Italy. So we were on a kind of crossroads, and we decided to follow that. Not an easy way, don't do it.
I saw you play a lot of in Europe, Germany, Spain and Italy, but not a lot of in France.
Unfortunately.
Less opportunities or?
Yeah, slowly, I mean, one of the few times we've been, for example, last year we played at Zickenstock, and it was a great thing.
Yeah. I saw you there.
I love to come here. The point is when we get the opportunity to come, we're always happy to come.
Okay.
It's the same when somebody's asking me from UK or so on. We always try during the tour to place everything. Of course, we don't get the same opportunity out of cost like in Germany or so on.
Yeah. And so in in which countries do you have the best reception? Where the people
it's really hard to describe because of course Germany, Austria, Switzerland as well is it's hard. This is Poland, Czech Republic. In France we played some well attended show, I mean, and you remember like some it's hard to say. Spain as well, it's Russia, it's shit, I can't say. Of course the base of this Germany, because maybe in Germany we play 60-70 show a year, and here just five.
Okay.
It's a big gap, of course. So if you want to say Germany.
Did you play sometimes out of Europe to some America or Asia or something like this?
We just did China one time. We did 2 weeks tour in China. That was kind of strange because there was a guy working with a Vans Warped Tour. And was working with Big T and Kid Stable and like this kind of American ska punk, real big fish, and he wanted us to be there, and he managed Toasters, he managed us, and it was a strange time, but we did it for 2 weeks. We had the best of released in China. It's a developing thing, so about it's kind of strange because 2 weeks were really tough on the road over there. It's a new culture, it's a new thing. We never played overseas, we never played US. We never played Canada, which I know, and Latin America, which we have a huge fan base in Chile, Mexico. It's hard to get there.
Yeah.
Maybe next opportunities.
Yeah, they are trying. In Mexico, they are trying since 2012. They are trying hard. Yeah. We want to do it and putting no profit out of it. So to go there, and I think I have some good feedbacks, but it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I hope will happen. Maybe US will happen sooner than that, out of money wise thing, unfortunately. But I would love to go to Mexico. I mean, it's a dream.
Yeah. Why not? Why not later? And you're from Italy. You are living in Germany, and you sing in English. Why you sing in English? Because of your culture and because of the band that you listen?
I think it's the first and the only foreign language that I learned.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I mean, and nowadays as well, the music you were listening was all British music.
Yeah.
Or anyway, US music. And that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Writing in English, was just a choice to be listened to as much people as possible. It was simply as it is.
Sometimes it's easier to write in your own language than to write in English. So
For offenders, I always wrote in English. I'm not writing Italian lyrics since I was a kid, since I was playing in a punk band. So I don't know if I can still able to write. I mean, my usual life is all managed in English. I home with my girlfriend. I speak English. Here with my band, we are all mixed. So Germans, Italians, and we speak English. So that's it. That's the reason why. But wherever you go, somehow, you know, people still get it. Mm. If I was singing in German, for example, or full lyrics in German or something, yeah, of course, then you are established just in one country, which is something I want to avoid, is to give an international language something that everybody can understand. I will never be perfect, because I don't blame to be a British accent guy.
So okay.
I want to keep my roots. I'm not hiding. I'm Italian, it's clear. And I want everybody to understand, but I want everybody to understand that it's a way to communicate.
Yeah. But anyway, you're fluent in the three languages, in Italian, in German, and in English. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we can do several shit out of it. It's gonna see what the future brings.
Maybe friends?
Why not? I mean, I love to be here. It's just every time we don't get so many times out of it. That's hopefully in the future. Let's see with the new album. Maybe it's some good chance. For the promoter out there, book us. So they're going to see us more often.
Okay. And what will be the name of the new album?
The new album will be called X, like the Roman number. So out of 10.
Okay.
Celebrating the 10 years anniversary. So we're getting older, guys.
And we'll be coming in October.
October, middle of 15 of October.
15th?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's released by
Destiny Records in Germany, of course. That they're selling the license overseas as well. So I don't know which one will be the label partner. Mm. We asked out also in Spain and France, because the point is, when Destiny was releasing in Germany, a guy from France, like, you want to buy my record on Amazon, for example, and you pay my record €20, which is insane.
Yeah.
And so we tried to say, okay, let's give to even a small label and to give a license, like 100 album, take them, if you sell it, okay, otherwise sell it back. And I don't know how it's working, because of course I'm not taking care of it, but the manager of the label is doing it, and I really have no idea. I hope can work it out, because I want everyone to have the same price, because it's possible otherwise.
Okay.
It's okay that I know that everyone download the album as well, so, but if somebody want to have the vinyl or something like that, it's unfair to pay this
and
kind of rate.
It is a problem for you, this digital area. The people we download, you have to play more, or
it's tricky. And this band must say thanks to internet. Thanks to internet, a song like Hooligan Reggae became known in Beijing or wherever. But didn't happen. I can't really say if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
Depends how you use it. I mean, I always suggest, if a guy of 14, 15 years old start to listen to music and is just downloading a couple of files, he doesn't have no clue. I always suggest, take the album in your hand. You must know how does it feel. You must discover band. Because music is culture. It's like reading a book.
Yeah.
You can't read an e-book. I want to have the book in my hand.
Yeah.
About me. Well, maybe it's just because we are called old generation, but I don't think so. Because if you think about it, UK now started to have again the chart board of the vinyl, for example, that disappeared for 20 years. So I just think that the prices should be fair. You know? I don't know why a record of the underground, so our record, have a certain cost, and the record of a major label, if you buy Madonna or something, you pay €30. This is insane. Wasn't like that before.
So and you always have your album in a vinyl and a CD?
Of course.
Yeah,
it's of
the
course.
Choice from you to have always the two support of music, always the vinyl and the CD.
Absolutely, and the vinyl sell way more than a CD.
Yeah.
Way more. The vinyl is 3 times repressed, because it's the thing that sells more. The CD, of course, is way more easier to carry, I mean, weight less, but I love vinyl. I mean,
I really like vinyl too.
It's another feeling. It's nothing to say.
And
it's another thing.
With your music, I think the vinyl really fits for the kind of music that you do.
I think for every kind of music I listen as well. Yeah. So if you listen rhythm and blues out of a CD, it really sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, not to say.
But all of this old style music, if I can call it like this, it's really sweet on the vinyl.
It's warmer.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can touch. Yeah. It's not digital. Stuff.
It's, as you say, as the books, it's
like
the same.
Book.
Yeah.
Of course, then at the end, all of us, we have our MP3 players. Yeah. I mean, I'm not living on the moon. I know it's working, and when I'm here and I listen music on the van, I'm carrying my mobile phone with MP3. I'm not carrying a 7-inch and a turntable every time. I mean, that's
of
clear.
Course, yeah.
But it always depends which kind of use you do. No, that's it.
Okay. That was the questions?
No, it's okay.
No.
Perfect.
That's it.
Thanks to both of you for the interview, first of all.
Thanks to you. Thanks a lot. To be here. Thanks a lot for the interview. And
you're welcome.
We will wait for the next gig, maybe in France, and for the next album, which will come in October.
In October.
Thank you.
Middle. Thanks to you.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
just a little.